It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week, we're going to be talking about coping in the crisis. Don't forget, if you'd like to continue your daily devotional, we now post those online. Or if you miss any of it, the audio and the PDF is available at WBYZ94.com. Under featured, you can download it or take a listen. All right, today's theme, God is present in the storm. And our scripture comes from Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Let's go ahead and just be honest, okay? Some days, life hits us hard. Oh my gosh, before your feet even hit the floor. The news is heavy, your to-do list is overflowing, and the tension in your chest just won't let up. But you're doing your best, but you're still just asking that question, where is God in all of this? I promise you are not alone in asking that. Joseph, betrayed by his brothers and falsely imprisoned, had every reason to believe that God had abandoned him. Daniel stayed faithful in prayer, but got a death sentence for it. And David, the warrior, poet, king, cried out to God from the dark, lonely valleys. Yet what's consistent through each of these stories? God was there. Storms don't mean that God's left. In fact, they often reveal just how near he really is. Psalm 23 don't promise a life without valleys, but it does promise a shepherd who never leaves your side. Daniel's den turned into a place of divine protection, and Joseph's prison cell became the path to purpose. And your storm can become sacred ground. Maybe your storm looks like anxiety, loss, rejection, uncertainty. But hear this, God is not waiting for the skies to clear before he shows up. He is present in the chaos. He's walking beside you, and he's whispering peace that doesn't depend on circumstances. Today, here's a little thought, maybe an action step. Go for a walk. Sit in stillness or pause in your car before the next thing. No distractions, just you and God. Breathe deeply and say it aloud. Even here, I am not alone because God is with me. And say it until you believe it, because storms may rage, but his presence never wavers. Let's go to you in prayer today. God, I admit, I don't always feel you in the middle of my mess. And sometimes the noise is loud and the fear is real, but I choose to believe what your word says, that you are with me. Just like you were with Joseph in the pit, with Daniel in the den, and with David in the valley, I trust you are here with me now. Quiet my heart. Remind me of your promises. Give me the courage to keep walking even when the path is unclear. And thank you for being a God who never leaves. I trust you even in the storm. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.